This morning, we are checking in with Mr. Jason Lower. He is with Idaho Solid Waste District, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about that. Jason, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity to visit about Idaho. Appreciate that. It's been kind of an interesting year for all of us. This weather has been very interesting this year.
Well, let's start off by maybe kind of explaining to our listeners, kind of explain to them what Idaho is and what this solid waste district is and what they do for people on a daily basis.
Yes, sir. So Idaho is a solid waste district. We are, we consist of four counties, Lincoln County, Wyoming, and then three counties in Idaho, Bear Lake, Caribou, and Oneida. We work together to take care of the solid waste needs of those four counties. We are building a transfer station up in Thane. For those of your folks that visit the Thane facility, you'll notice some changes up there. We've got all the dirt work done, and we'll begin to build that transfer station as soon as the weather breaks this spring. So we have completed the excavation for our regional facility, and as soon as the weather breaks this spring, we will actually line that facility and be prepared to accept waste the end of 25, late summer of 25. So been a very busy couple years, but we've accomplished a lot, and look forward to continuing to serve the folks of Star Valley and Lincoln County.
Now, Jason, this seems like a kind of a really unique situation, because you're crossing not just counties but state lines as well. Kind of talk to us about this. Is this a fairly unique thing as far as you know?
This has actually never been done before in the United States, and that reflects well on those that serve our counties. The county commissioners are obviously involved in this heavily and have been from the get-go. They had the vision early on and have worked very, very well together. And that is what makes these kinds of projects work. So it's economies of scale. Solid waste is very expensive and getting more so. So yeah, kudos to all those that have participated at the political level to make this happen. And we are very fortunate to work with good people at all levels.
And you talk about this, it serves several different counties, Lincoln County, but you've also got Bear Lake, Caribou, and Oneida counties in the Idaho area. We're speaking with Jason Lower. He's with the Idaho Solid Waste District. And Jason, you kind of led off your conversation talking about some of the challenges, not just in general of this particular thing, but this time of year. I would imagine there is a heck of a lot of solid waste this time of year coming out of Christmas and into the new year. And then your challenge with obviously the weather and the snow and all of that.
Yes, sir. It's I've learned one thing about garbage. There's one thing that all of us like. Once a week, we like our garbage to disappear, and we don't ever want to see it again. We don't want to hear from it again or smell it again. And there's a big infrastructure behind that that process to make that happen on a weekly basis. And we just so appreciate our crews in Thane and Cokeville and Kemmer and elsewhere that work so hard to make that happen, and all those that collect. They do an excellent job of making that happen. And garbage doesn't care whether it's raining, snowing, shining, all the above. We just want it to disappear, and our job is to make that happen.
You brought up a good point. Like you said, you like it to disappear, and you don't like to ever hear from it again. It's kind of like the offensive lineman of daily tasks. You want it to do its job, and then you don't, and you only notice it when it doesn't.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are very fortunate, again, to have good people to work with and that work hard to take care of the needs.
Well, Jason, talk to us a little more about these developments and changes, at least especially at the Thane Transfer Station and what's taking place there. Maybe kind of recap what that process has been like and what the future brings.
Yes, sir. So as everyone is aware, especially in Star Valley, the growth has been unprecedented up there. And we originally began this project. We had a transfer station design that was half the size of the one we're going to build. So we had a engineering feat to pull that off. We had to find a spot to put a transfer station that was twice the size of the one that we had originally planned, and we were able to get that done. That was not an easy thing to do. And then, as everyone knows, we were dealing with this through the COVID process. And then after COVID, the economy went haywire, inflation went through the roof. So That is when I talk about challenges. Yes, there have been some challenges, but because of the ability to work together closely, we've been able to overcome those challenges and move the project forward. So, yeah, very much looking forward to getting being built this coming year and putting it in service. And the constituents that we serve will notice a significant difference as far as ability to get in and out and ability to take care of things in a quick and efficient manner. There's been some bottlenecks there that we're very aware of. We've engineered those out and very much look forward to serving the people well into the future.
Jason, you talk about the various different locations that this Idaho Solid Waste District encompasses. Obviously, we're talking about this kind of new stuff in Thane, but talk to us about some of the other facilities as well.
Yes, sir. So we're going to build three additional transfer stations. In addition to Thane, we will build a transfer station in Bear Lake, a transfer station in Caribou, a transfer station in Oneida. And then all that waste will be moved by truck to that regional facility where it will be compacted and buried on a daily basis. So we will be moving lots of waste, and it's pretty seamless as far as the public is concerned. You probably, you know, you may notice our trucks moving up and down the roads, but we try and keep that seamless and stay out of sight and out of mind and just get our jobs done.
Jason Lower with the Idaho Solid Waste District. Mr. Lower, anything we haven't touched on that you might want to mention this morning?
Again, just want to thank those that we work with. Commissioner Bowers serves on our Idaho board right now. Commissioner Hansen has served previously, and Commissioner Harmon. We appreciate their efforts. Appreciate Commissioner King, Commissioner Conley, Commissioner Schumann is coming in, so we're looking. Schumann. Commissioner Schumann is coming in, so we appreciate
Mr. Shumway.
Opportunity to work.
Shumway.
Sorry. Look forward to working with him. Again, thanks to all of those that we serve. We appreciate the opportunity to serve the folks of Lincoln County, and just want to make sure we do our job and do it well.
That's Jason Lower with the Idaho Solid Waste District. And Mr. Lower, thank you very much. Hope you had a Merry Christmas and good luck in the new year. Thank you for joining us.